good to me this year, so I'm treating her to the ultimate holiday offering, a gift card to Hot Shots. Hot Shots gift cards are perfect for loved ones, coworkers, colleagues, and more. Also, if you're hosting an office holiday party, you should consider Hot Shots. Book your event in person at one of their 11 area locations or find out more online at hotshotsnet.com.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Here are just a few of the benefits that you will receive on your next VA mortgage by visiting hero.loan. 100% financing on all VA loans. You will never pay for an appraisal. We meet with you face to face to go over the application and we'll even do all the VA paperwork for you. And the best part, while some lenders take up to 120 days to close your loan, at hero.loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. Hero.loan, the new way to VA.
The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri Residential Mortgage Licensee.
Looking for a new pair of gator boots? How about lizard boots? Come down to Chuck's Boots in Fenton or St. Peter's and see our wide variety of stingray, ostrich, lizards, gators, snakes, and eel boots. Remember, when you're looking for boots, whether work, western, fashion, biker, motorcycle, or hunting, you'll find all that and more at Chuck's Boots.
Chuck's Boots!
You've got a lot going on in the morning. Chick-fil-A is making it easier by giving you free breakfast. Stop in before 10:30 a.m. any Tuesday this month for a protein-packed hash brown scramble bowl with nuggets. Limit one per guest. Participating St. Louis area locations while supplies last.
Kenya's Playhouse is on the air.
Did that recently. We need to get some new material. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 12th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. Name pretty much tells you what they do. They're in the proximity card and keyless entry business, as well as the high-definition, ultra-high-definition, even night vision security cameras. If you don't care about security, you're not concerned about security, well, okay, I think you're pretty naive. I think we live in a world of a lot of desperate people who will do anything and everything to get what they want. But first,
hey!
All right, at the control board, it's the Limestone Cowboy, Trevor Limey Phillips, direct from Birmingham, England. Say hello to somebody.
Hello to my mom, dad, and of course, God save the Queen.
Of course. Counterclockwise around the room, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
If I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stifel, where you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stifel is a member of SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hello, everybody.
I say the name Tim Woodburn. Somebody says, oh, the newsman. I say yes, but he's so much more. That's right. He's a private investigator. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Our sponsor, Gateway Investigations, a company I've owned for 10 years. One of the things we specialize in is helping people who have restraining orders against people, and they think that restraining order is being violated, and so we help them accumulate evidence to that.
What happened to the rest of the introduction music?
He asked me to turn it.
Limestone. No. We never have dumped the music, Limestone, in the history of the play. Bring it up a little bit, just a little bit. Don't try to bury it. Don't try to act like it was there all along and you just brought it up. You dumped it. You dumped a crucial part of the show. I'm sorry, Tim. What were you saying?
Gateway Investigations is my PI firm. I've owned it for 10 years. This is a true story, Frank. I had a professional wrestler contact me over the weekend to help me get evidence that a restraining order was being violated against him by a female groupie who won't leave him alone. And so that's the kind of work
we do. Tell me about it.
That's the kind of work we do. Every day's crazy in this business. But if you need a private investigator for any reason whatsoever in your life, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Bill Cleveland, who was nice enough to be pushed back again into the playhouse, is here. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hey, hello, everybody.
See, I told you he'd do that. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is hanging.
And I'll never forget, it was years and years ago, Dan, a long time ago, when the person who we're still looking for said this for the first time.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was yesterday.
It hurt.
Like it was yesterday. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yep.
There you go, Bruce. Never miss a lick. Before I get to the sponsor, Tim, I will contribute to your promotion of your company.
Mm-hmm.
A few weeks ago, there was a guy who had sort of resurfaced in my life. I hadn't heard from the guy for years, but this guy starts emailing me and acting like, you know, we're buddies and he wants to reconnect. And he came into town and we had lunch. And I could just sense that he wants something. He wants to sell something. So I gave Tim this guy's name. And for $150, and it was worth every penny, and I paid Tim. I don't expect something for nothing. Tim got back to me, immediately. It wasn't any time at all. And he said, well, here, I think if you want more, I'll get more. But I think this is everything you need to know. And I looked at the printout of this. He had like 8 judgments against him. He didn't own anything in his own name. He's one of these guys that had put sheltered stuff under other names. And I said, you know what? This is all I need to know. I can't do business with this guy. And I don't want to have an answer. So thank you, Tim.
You're welcome. Glad to help.
Coming back that quickly with that information. We are brought to you by Gateway Lock and Security Systems. We live in a world of desperate people. I'll tell you who's desperate. Sometimes people who are, especially this time of year, the holiday season, lost their jobs, out of work, and want to get gifts for their family. And sometimes they do things that under ordinary circumstances they wouldn't do. They steal. They take packages off of other people's front porches. 1 out of 3, they say now, with all these Amazon deliveries and stuff, 1 out of 3 people will have at least one package taken this season. You need to know that it's there. You need to be there when it's delivered, or you need to have a way of running people off who are even thinking about taking something from outside or inside your house or hurting you or your family or doing anything to your business. And a good way to do it is with professionally installed, emphasis on professionally installed, high-definition security cameras from Gateway Lock and Security Cameras. Yes, I know you can go to those stores and buy boxes of cameras and everything you need included inside. That's one of the boxes said that. I was in there this weekend, and they had like 8 cameras, and it said, everything you need included. Well, yeah, everything you need except one thing, expertise to do it right. That's not in the box, and it's probably not in you
to be able to put them in and have them work the way they're supposed to work. That's what gateway lock and security systems, security cameras, that's what they do. And that's why smart businesses, smart homeowners, will call them and have it done right. Now, don't be one of those people calling them going, I bought a bunch of cameras, I can't get them to work, can you come out here and help me with them? If I were them, I'd go, no, you're on your own. I don't really know how they handle that. I'm sure there's a way to work it out. If you want to pay them to get them going, if they can, it's going to cost you, and then they're not going to guarantee anything because it's not their work and it's not their cameras. Do it right, like a lot of things. Do it right. And for those of you who think, I live in a pretty safe area, nothing will ever happen to me. You know, if I were a bad guy, you know where I'd go? I'd go to all the areas that were considered pretty safe areas. That's where I'd go. Because I'd figure, those are the people who don't have any cameras. They think it's never going to happen here. That's where I'm going, as a bad guy. Gateway lock and security cameras. If you'd like to know more about what they do, including proximity cards and keyless entry systems, go. And thank you to all of you who have called them, because there have been a lot of you. We appreciate that. And what makes me happiest about it is this is an advertiser that came along a little over a year ago and had just finished buying radio and was, to say the least, had a bitter taste in their mouths about radio. They hadn't gotten one job in a year on another station. Not one. And I remember when Derek Nagel, who owns Gateway Lock and Security Cameras with his son, Sean, called and said, 2 weeks on the air, we've gotten more business than we got from the other place in a year. Meaning they'd had their first job. So that makes me happy. They're going to make you happy, too, and feel safer. Gateway Lock and Security Cameras, gatewaylockandsecurity.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Minnesota. Toronto, Winston, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
That's right.
Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, Lafayette,
the man on the road, the man whose website tells you he's on the road, BillOnTheRoad.com. Bill Cleveland is here, and he's brought to you, as so many people are, by Window World. Don't let this, 50, 60 degree, it's teaser weather. We're still in teaser weather. We still have January, February, you know, the rotten, horrible cold months. Cold air starts coming in from around the windows. Time to get new windows. Time to go to Window World. Time to call Window World. Let them come out and give you a free estimate. 15 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. Say hello once again to Bill Cleveland.
Well, thank you so much.
Good afternoon, Bill.
I'm well. I hope I don't step on Taylor Nickerson's coattails,
Knickers.
Or how would you say that?
Is step it Nickerson? On his knickers?
Yeah, step on his knickers here. But yesterday I heard you mention this app that you like to talk about, iExit, which is a popular a road trip app. And I just thought, well, you know what? It might be a lot of people are getting ready to take some road trips for the holidays. And I thought, well, what are some good apps for, essential apps for road trips? And so I did what in the travel writing business we call crowdsourcing. And so I asked a couple of travel writer groups that I'm part of. I said, hey, what are some apps that you all use that you have to have when you take a road trip? So I got some pretty good ones back, and I put them all on the website, so nobody will have to email you. They're all at BillOnTheRoad.com. You can actually follow along right now. They're already up there. But I thought I'd give you a few of these. So one of them is called Just Ahead. And this, I think, of all of them that I'm going to suggest to you today, this one's probably the coolest. And this is, it's an award-winning app, and it's essentially a tour guide that is along for your ride.
It's called Just Head?
No,
yeah, I was going to say.
Oh, that's another app that might cost.
Oh, okay.
That's a different app. For a different road trip.
Might cost you a little more.
That's the East Side app.
So it's called.
Hey, let's stop for a minute. Yeah. Let's stop for a minute and give Limestone credit. He had Beavis and Butthead laugh at that.
He's trending up.
So the Just Ahead app, it's sort of like having a tour guide along for your ride, and it all works off of GPS, and it will tell, and there are various settings, so the thing doesn't have to be talking the entire time, but it's hooked up through Bluetooth, and let's just say, for example, you're driving down the highway, and you see there's a mountain range approaching or whatever, and the thing will jump on, it'll tell you, hey, up ahead, what you're looking at right now is the blank, blank mountain range. It'll give you some stories and some background, and it's really cool, and if you travel through national parks, it's really neat because they have an not every national park is covered, but the big ones, you know, the Grand Canyon, Smoky Mountains, you know, all these places, you can buy essentially, and it's not much, it's a couple of bucks, and you have this on while you're driving around, and it will basically, you can just look out the window and enjoy the sights while this thing tells you everything you want to know about the place that you're driving. So that one's called Just Ahead. Right. Now, one I think, now, you, I guarantee, will not like this, but a lot of people might. Airbnb. So I have used Airbnb 3 times, I think, in the last 3 years. I have had very good experiences with Airbnb, and I have had friends.
And Airbnb, of course, stands for bed and breakfast.
Yes, sir. And right? So yeah. You can find, if you just, for example, you just need to take a nap, right? You're driving, and you're like, my God, I just want to pull off the road and sleep for, like, you know, 6 hours and hop back on. And, you know, you only want to pay $40 for a room. You can find that. You can find very extravagant things where you can rent out an entire, you know, nice house in maybe downtown Nashville, Tennessee for $1,000 a night. There is all sorts of various options. I've used it several times, like I mentioned. I've always had good experiences, and I have had several friends who have told me there's no way, and you know what, that I would use this. And they did, and they came back and they said, you know what, it's actually pretty cool. So
I would probably be willing to try it once, but not for that $40.
Well, sure.
Yeah. Anybody who's going to let a room in their house go for $40 a night, I don't think I want to.
I will tell you, house. I actually, one time I was in Atlanta, just outside of Atlanta. I was on my way home from somewhere, and I used it. I paid $40, and I slept on somebody's couch. His couch was actually more comfortable than my bed. And it was actually
you
worked
slept
out
on
well.
The couch?
No, yeah, it was right. A huge couch in this guy's living room. And yeah.
Okay, but how do you know that guy is not like Jeff Dahmer? So, Yeah, sure, you sleep on my couch, $40, yeah. And then I'm going to kill you and eat you.
So there's a background. Everyone asks the exact same question that you just asked. And so there is a background thing. And what's most important, though, there's a review system. So, and everything is independently reviewed. So
when you go to wake up,
you don't want to stay at somebody's place that's only got 2 reviews. But if you look and you're like, oh, my God, there's 100 reviews, and you read through them, and and they'll give you the, you know, the scoop on it.
See,
so.
my wife
or call
Tim
before you stay at their place. Yeah.
Exactly. My wife likes the bed and breakfast idea. I did it once and I hated it.
They don't have TVs, do they?
Oh, no, sure. Thank you.
No,
thank
they
you.
Do. Some
we
do.
Went, no,
some
no,
do.
Hold on. We went to Napa Valley. All right, if I never go back, it'll be fine. We went up to Sonoma, whatever, and we stayed in this bed and breakfast, and Dan's exactly right. We walk in, we go in our room, and the first thing I said was, where's the television?
I know.
There's no TV. It's this woman's home and no TV. And then in the morning, you're supposed to go down and sit at the breakfast table with a bunch of people you don't know, and they were the real sweater tied over the shoulder, yeah. Pipe smoking, nerdy art film type people.
That was the big.
I couldn't wait to get out of there.
But I will tell you, I have stayed in bed and breakfast places that are not like that. They are more hip than those, like you said, where you have to sit around the breakfast table with people that you know.
Well, Frank, and they have TVs.
Frank was Frank was hanging with the Lemon Party crowd.
Oh
so
my
clearly
goodness!
You're
now we got to explain the reference. Yeah. People have just tuned in. They won't know what's that. What's Lemon Party?
It's not on my website.
Well, you don't want to know. You don't want to know. And if you don't want to know, don't go to lemonparty.org.
All right.
Don't do
moving
it.
Right
don't
along.
Go there. Don't.
Yeah. Roadside America. So this is one of my favorite apps that I use when I travel.
Sounds good.
And so I love just kind of quirky, fun things that you might find along the way. That's what makes traveling across America great, whether you're finding the world's tallest fork or the world's, you know, biggest whatever, bicycle. I mean, anything you can find on this app. And it's all, again, all GPS. If you're driving on the highway, you just push the button and it'll say, wow, here are 30 things, amusing, interesting things, some world record setting things or whatever. If you need a quick break on the highway or whatever, it's nice to just find these kind of fun things and pull off the side of the road, take a break while you're driving, and maybe,
my
maybe get a fun
is
photo
this,
out.
Folks, when he's not, you go to his website tonight or whatever, go ahead and download. You go, well, I'm not traveling this week. Download them anyway. You
have
know what's
going
to happen? By the time they get ready to go on the road, they won't remember what these apps were. Go ahead and download. You don't have to use them right now.
Yeah.
They're probably free.
Yes, most of them are absolutely free. All right,
I'm going to download every one you've mentioned tonight.
All right, the next one is called Spot Hero. So this is for if you're traveling into a new city. One of the things that's very frustrating, I find this all the time, where on earth do you park? That's a big deal. And you may stumble upon a place. Let's say you're in Chicago and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to pay $40 to park. You have this app. You can actually reserve parking spots ahead of time. and find the cheapest parking that you can find. So that's a good one. Waze. Some of you listening probably already have this and use it. W-A-Z-E. This is a traffic app. Unlike, I guess it's sort of similar to Google, but it's all run by other Waze users. So if you see, let's say, a speed trap on the highway, you press a button on your phone, it alerts every other user that's going to be coming through, or a traffic jam, or whatever. It's a very, very cool app to have all the time.
Because all the people that have the other Waze app, they put their stuff in, right?
That's what he just said.
I hate you guys.
he just said that.
It's such a cool app, Bill, that before we got Tory Lanez doing traffic on here, when I first started the station, when they asked me to, you know, monitor, that's the app I used. It's worldwide renowned.
Yeah. All right, I'll give you one more here. So this one is called Venmo, and I can't really figure out why it's called Venmo. V-E-N-M-O. But one of the things that you'll run in when you're traveling with, usually just with friends, you're doing a road trip, and there's always, everything's great until you get to, lunch or you're at the hotel. Oh my God, how on earth are we going to split the bills for all of this stuff? Everybody sort of, I was going to say dials in. That makes me sound ancient here. You all log into this app. You all have to be members of it or users of it. And essentially what it does, it keeps track of costs as you go through your road trip, and it basically is an easy way to, you know, say who's going to pay for what, and you can load money into this thing, and it makes it really easy to pay for things, I guess, essentially hotels, gas, all these sorts of things, so that's a little easier on the pocketbook. Does that make sense?
Split the check app?
Essentially, yeah. Yeah.
Right. So what happens if Frank's hanging with his lemon party crowd in Napa and one guy has an extra piece of lemon pie that the rest of them don't have? How does the app know how to split that up?
You'd have to dial into that.
I'll research that.
All right. BillOnTheRoad.com. I have all of those on there. And I'm Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome.
Selling replacement in the United States. I didn't even understand Tim's question. I didn't understand what he was trying to ask. Don't ask it again, because I won't understand it a second time. Larry Connors is on at 6 o'clock. He follows this show. A couple of his topics: President Trump under attack, not for what he said, but what the mainstream media thinks he said. Accusing a congresswoman of prostituting herself for votes. He'll have the details. Larry will also talk about one of the women criticizing Trump. She discussed everything from her breast size to her husband's genitals on a public broadcast. Ha-ha! Now we find out. And Alabama voters tonight will choose a new senator. We'll wait till you hear about some of the last-minute campaign tactics on both sides. And Larry has a guest who might show up, so be ready to battle Larry. And then Larry gives me this thing about, here's what, and it says at the bottom, plus a big name Democrat suggests that H-I-L-L, and it stops. A big name Democrat suggests that Hill, you know what I think he's doing? Teasing. I think he did this on purpose. You're supposed to decide yourself what the rest of it is. A big name Democrat suggests that Hillary Clinton is a lesbian. Hillary Clinton will still be president. Hillary Clinton is going to get divorced. Hillary Clinton should have been president. I don't know. Maybe it's not even Hillary. Maybe it suggests that Hillshire Farms is under indictment. I don't know.
Go meet.
Way to go, Larry. What? Mm.
I said go meet. That's the Hillshire Farms thing. It doesn't matter. I'm just going to turn the mic off.
Hold on a second. What's the Hillshire Farms thing?
It does go meat.
At the end of the commercials, they say, Hillshire Farms, go meat. And somebody in the background shouts, go meat.
I've never heard that.
Oh, I have.
Anybody else? Have you heard it?
I thought
he said, go me.
No, go meat.
Right.
Meat.
I think that's also on the, I think it's on the Lemon Party website, too.
No, you keep messing up. You know, keep messing up, you'll be going, go fund me.
Wow.
But you did mess up a lot today. Oh. I'll give you that.
Trending down.
Up and down. It's life. Trending up, trending down. My son, my older son, who is like I am, he's still a 12-year-old juvenile sophomore kid. He sent me a text with a video in it of a remote control snake.
Oh, man.
If there's ever a bad idea, I think this may be a bad idea. Now, they did build it to make a noise. that a snake would make. But what if an old deaf person sees this thing coming in? They'll have a heart attack because it moves just like a snake.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of people
I guess.
What snake sounds like that? That sounds like a dog.
No, that's the point. That's the point. That's to let people know, it's not real because it's making this noise. Well, what if you're deaf? You have a heart attack. You think it's a snake coming out.
Or what if you look at it, you think it's a growling snake?
Do you remember the remote control? I was lucky enough one time to get to go on a trip with you all. It was a long time ago. And in the airport, Dan Strauss had a remote control. It was a little box. It was a sound machine, and it made the sound of flatulence, shall we say.
Yes.
And so Dan would just randomly walk by people in the airport while somebody else had the remote control. And, oh, my gosh, it was hysterical.
But Bill, we found out later.
It wasn't the remote.
That was actually Dan. The batteries were dead.
I did not know that.
We have an app now, Bill, for that.
You'll have to show him that. Yeah. So the painting I was talking about is the Da Vinci painting. It sold for, get ready, $450 million for a painting.
Oh.
To an anonymous bidder. And it's on the way to Dubai to be shown or put in some museum.
How much money do those people have? So much money over in Dubai. It's always somebody from Dubai.
Yeah, what is the deal? I don't even want to go over there because I would be depressed. Their cars, and this is not a joke, you can look it up, their whole police fleet is Lamborghinis. That's their police car in Dubai. Yeah, they got a lot of money over there. A lot of people almost didn't have a pilot for their planes. They realized that a couple of weeks ago that so many pilots had put in for vacation time this upcoming holiday, they were short pilots for 15,000 flights.
Oh, my goodness.
Whoopsie. Either didn't have a pilot or a co-pilot, so they had to scramble and go, okay, who wants time and a half? We got to get some pilots in here. That's a lot of flights. And the worker who fell asleep, it was at Waffle House. Guy went in 3 o'clock in the morning. The couple of people working there were sound asleep, so he just made his own breakfast at Waffle House. And
that is awesome.
Not only did he not get in trouble, they offered him a job because apparently he did a pretty good job. He cleaned up. They said he cleaned up when he was finished, the grill and everything. And they said, hey, we'll give you a job if you want it. And one more gone down to sexual harassment. I don't know this guy, Mario Batali. He's a cook, a chef. I don't follow the cooks or the cooking shows or the chefs, but now this guy's had to step aside. When will it end? Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Next thing you know, those gals there, they're going to file a sexual harassment on me. You watch, it'll happen. We're headed that way. So there's a barber shop that advertises the world's smoothest shave, and this guy who lives in the town where this barbershop is, and he's heard about this, and he's seen ads for it, so he's curious. He walks in one day, he says, so, world's smoothest shave, what do you use? And the barber says, a straight razor. He says, we guarantee you it'll be the smoothest shave you've ever had. He says, oh, guarantee, huh? He goes, yeah, we not only give you your money back, we give you $1,000. He says, well, yeah, I'll sit over here and wait my turn. I'd like to have that shave. So he finishes with a customer that was before this guy, and the guy gets up, sits down, the barber puts the cloth around him. He says, I don't want a haircut, I just want this shave, this world's smoothest shave. Barber says, okay. And the barber says, open your mouth. And he says, what? He says, just open your mouth, and he produces this wooden ball. It's a little bigger than a ping pong ball. And the guy says, what are you doing? He says, I'm going to put this ball in your mouth, in your cheek, and what it'll do, it stretches your cheek out when the ball's in. He says, and that stretches your cheek, and I can get a perfectly smooth shave. And then when I finish one side, you shift the ball over to the other side, and I shave the other side. So the guy says, okay, and so he does it. And while the barber's shaving him, as he's moving the ball from left to right, the customer says, hey,
He says, I've got a question. Barbara says, sure, what is it? He says, you know, somebody could swallow this ball. It's kind of dangerous because it's not, you know, so big that somebody couldn't swallow it. And the barber said, oh, we've had customers swallow the ball. And the guy in the chair says, what happens? He goes, well, what happens is you go home and, you know, it goes through your system and you pass the ball. And then when you pass it, you just bring it back in here, just like the guy right before you did.
All right, let's check traffic now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by Chick-fil-A. Bumper to bumper eastbound 270, 372. A crash at West Flores at northbound 170 lines up at St. Charles Rock Road. That goes to 270. Heavy southbound 170 Page to 64. Accident cleared southbound 55 at Richardson Road. An accident in the right lane eastbound 44 at Jefferson. And extra volume into the city eastbound 70 and eastbound 64 for tonight's Blues game. You've got a lot going on, and Chick-fil-A's making things easier by giving you a free breakfast. Stop in before 10:30 a.m. any Tuesday this month for a protein-packed hash brown scramble bowl with nuggets. Limit one per guest to participating St. Louis area locations. As last, I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
You can always count on the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Just like you can always count on Just-In-Time Jane. She's rescued you from more bad dates than you want to remember. Close-talking Clyde. Lied about his height, Larry. And lest we forget, whispering Walt. He was probably a nice guy if you only heard a single word he said. Just-In-Time Jane is famous among friends. She deserves a Bud Light. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, St. Louis, the holidays are right around the corner. Are you looking for a place to have a party? Or maybe for someone to cater a party? Maggie O'Brien's does it all. Office parties, retirements, promotions, birthdays, reunions, anniversaries, rehearsals, weddings, Irish wakes. With a banquet room that holds 250 people and catering vans that come to you, there is no party too small or large. Eddie McVeigh here asking you to consider Maggie's. Maggie O'Brien's at the corner of Market and 20th Street downtown. Union Station is next to us.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly. Are you sick and tired of these other banks and mortgage companies taking 120 days to close your VA loan? At Hero.Loan, we close VA mortgages in as little as 14 days. We also do 100% cash out refinance. You can buy a home and bring nothing to closing. And the best part, we do all the VA required paperwork for you and will come meet with you at your home, office, or even on base to get the loan process started. Apply online today at Hero.Loan, the new way to VA. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober? Leave me alone. Let me go home.
We're headed for Southern California. Mike Evans is out there. And he's brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant. Annie Guns, as you probably know, is in Chesterfield Valley. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're only closed on Monday. You do need reservations for dinner at Annie Guns, and gift cards to either or both, always a good idea. They're both east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Say hello to Mike Evans.
Hey, honey.
Is going on?
You know, everything's good. Everything's really good. I gotta go doctor tomorrow. But
yeah, you know, for
I never like going doctor.
For?
Oh, my heart. I don't think you need to be mean to him.
What's wrong with your?
Here's the deal. I had this. I had, huh? Were you saying something?
You don't think I need to be mean to him? Who's he? Him?
Me.
Oh, Mike. You?
Yeah. It'd be mean to him. Yeah. Get it? You understand it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So about 10, 12 years ago, my doctor goes, you know, I'm hearing a heart murmur. There's a murmur going on. So they take me, they have me go to this cardiologist. The cardiologist, you know, does these echograms and stands and mark, they look at my heart. They go, man, there's a regurgitation in that left valve that is drastic. It's a problem. We got to fix that valve or replace that valve. I go, really? I feel fine. So they go, well, you come back in 3 months, we're going to measure your heart because it's going to start getting bigger, and then that we got to get in there and are you feeling dizzy? No. Are you get tired easily? No. Are you out of breath? No. Okay. Well, come back in 3 months. So I went back 3 months and measured my heart, and they go, okay, well, your heart hasn't changed size. Come back in 3 months. So I'll fast track. We did that for several years, every 3 months. Then it was every 6 months. It never changed. Then it was every year. Now we're into the 11th or 12th year, and they've already measured it, and the technician is a friend of mine, and he told me last week, he goes, well, you know, you got to see the doctor, but it hasn't changed at all from, you know, you've had this your whole life. That's the bottom line. But I still have to go to the doctor
and give him
$120.
This is not any bad news. It's still the same.
It's still the same. They'll do an EKG, but everything's the same, and I'll have to pay the doctor $120. That's how that works.
Mm-hmm. Did you know that most people have a heart murmur? Did you know that?
I did not know that.
No, my cardiologist.
How did you know that?
Because I have one, and he said most people have some heart murmur.
Wow. So, there you go. Great to be with you today. I feel good today. Pop quiz question. The theme is sports and television today. Name the name of the TV show that was not in first place when its last regular scheduled program aired. I'll tell you, it was number one when it had its finale, but its last regular program was not in first place. It was in second place. Was it MASH? I Love Lucy, Seinfeld, Andy Griffith. Answer in a minute. TV news. Last time Will Smith was on regular TV was Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, but Will be back. National Geographic series called One Strange Rock. Saw the first episode. It is fabulous. A 10-part series. Starts in March. He's the host about Earth and outer space. Really interesting stuff. Don't miss it. Giving it 4 stars. And it's about stars and Earth. One Strange Rock, starring Will Smith. Would you mind if I had a little sip of a little wine?
No, I can't speak for everybody, but I don't mind.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. What is it?
It's a really, really good Zen. I paid too much money for this bottle of wine. And I pay more than $15. That's too much. I paid like $40 for this bottle of wine.
No.
It's too much money for a bottle of wine. But, man, it's good. Little Big Lies. Anybody see that on TV?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh, you gotta binge watch that. Please. Little Big Lies with Reese Witherspoon. And Nicole Kidman. They play these housewives, sort of like Stepford Wives. It is fabulous. Great show. Little Big Lies has signed up for a second season. Is going to be more R-rated, leaning more R-rated. If you get a chance, binge watch it. Little Big Lies. It is really good. There's only 7 episodes in the first season. Regarding the Golden Globe Awards, I don't know if I mentioned this yesterday or not, because they were announced yesterday, the nominations. HBO had 12 nominations. And CBS, the number one most watched television network in America, 0.
Yeah, you did mention it.
I did mention it. And the more I got to looking at it and reading, you know, really, these networks don't have hardly any good shows anymore. There's the American Housewife.
HBO and Showtime.
Yeah. American Housewife stars that girl that was on Mike and Molly, the sister that was, you know, kind of cute. I tried to watch that last night. I couldn't watch it. I mean, it was just brutal. And there you go. Christmas odds and ends. Want to get in the spirit. Parents, listen up. Parents, University of Toledo, Michigan, Nevada, Florida, Maryland have all done studies and are stressing don't buy your kids a bunch of toys this Christmas. They say it's seriously, buying a lot of toys seriously hinders their creativity. What do you think?
Well, it depends on your definition of a lot of toys. That's pretty vague.
You're buying them laptops and iPads and I think that does stunt their creativity. It certainly keeps them from going outside and playing.
Oh, they don't do that anymore. Anyway,
they don't do that anymore.
No.
Some schools don't even have physical education anymore.
I know.
What's up with that? Anne Hathaway.
Oh yeah.
And her husband, Adam Schulman, took their one-year-old son, Johnny, to see the Santa at Macy's in New York. He cried and caused a scene. They had to leave. Half hour later, same thing happened when Drew Barrymore took her daughter, Frankie, to the same Macy's. Santa started crying.
Santa cried and carried on.
What?
Santa did that?
No, the kids started crying when there was. Do you have any kids, Dan?
I do.
Well, when they were little, did they cry when they went to see Santa?
They did until they got older. Yeah.
Yeah, but that seems to be a thing.
They cried when they saw their dad.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Oh, that's kind of mean.
Holidays.
Well, it is.
Can't tell you a quick story about my first daughter, Natalie, and when I took her to Santa. I'll be honest. You know, back in those days, I was having a little smoke now and then.
What? You?
I was having a little smoke. Yeah, really. But, just a tiny little bit. And I went and saw a friend of mine in Compton, and I was babysitting Natalie. She was a little over a year old. And I said, we got to go take Natalie to see Santa. And we went to the May Company department store in Compton, which is all black neighborhood, black Santa. And I still got pictures of Natalie, of her first Santa Claus with a black Santa. And all the black families back in those days, this is 40 years ago, the other moms thought it was really great. There was a little white kid going to the black Santa Claus. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Had she seen another Santa ever?
She had never seen another Santa. It was her first Santa. Don't you think that's kind of interesting?
I don't know if it is.
I don't know.
We're trying to decide.
What do you mean? There's not boys.
Come on, Limestone.
Limey, we're talking about Limestone. Taking your child for the first time to see Santa, take him to a black Santa at a black department store. I think it's kind of a cool thing to do.
It's amusing, for sure.
If you say Santa should only be white, it sounds racist. But the truth is, it has to be confusing to a kid to see a black Santa. And how about a female Santa? How about a dwarf Santa?
Well, how about a
transgender Santa?
How about
Santa?
Jesus Christ was brown? He wasn't even white.
I would say that's certainly probably true.
Frank, did you just say transgender Santa?
Yeah, I know.
That's where we're heading.
Which brings up my Brister, Sherry, and she's doing great.
That's right.
Remember Brister, Sherry?
You don't know, but there are a lot of people listening who don't know what that means. Brister, your brother, who's now your sister. You call him Brister.
Yeah, he was Harry, and then he became my sister, Sherry, and had the sex operation, and there you go. Sherry is married to Donna, who used to be Dawn.
Now we're getting a headache.
I know.
Isn't that normal?
Yeah, sure.
We had Sherry and Donna over for Thanksgiving, along with my daughter Lacey, who's married to a Jew, my daughter Ashley, who's married to a Mexican, my daughter Natalie, who's married to a Chinese, and my son... My son, Zach, who's gay. It was quite a gathering.
It was
an all-inclusive family.
If it's just one Chinese, it should be Chinese. But if it's more than one, it's Chinese. It's like geese.
Singular.
Yeah.
Singular.
I'm over here. Finally. This is a really good wine.
And finally.
I bet it is.
Finally.
No, I got all kinds of stuff.
Finally. He needs a shot of tequila.
Have to save it for tomorrow.
No, you don't.
New York Post headline, a convicted police officer murderer. The New York Post headline, he's unhappy with the food, says, Post headline screams, cop killer on hunger strike. And finally. Tomorrow the review of Jedi. I'm seeing it tonight. I'm seeing the new Jedi Star Wars movie tonight.
Okay,
and the answer to the pop quiz question. Who was not in first place on the last regular scheduled show? MASH, I Love Lucy, Seinfeld, Andy Griffith, all were in first place for the finales.
So it was a trick question?
No, who was not in first place, the only one, on their last regularly scheduled show. They came back and was first place when they had their finale, but not their last regular show was not first place show. The others were.
Slimy?
MASH?
I'm going to go Seinfeld.
I'll go Lucy.
I'll say Andy Griffith.
Andy Griffith,
MASH.
Thank you. I'm sorry, Frank. I'm sorry, Fred. Frank.
Fred.
Holy cow.
Fred,
I know.
Fred opinion.
I know. Sorry, Frank. I'm so sorry. All the finales were number one, but Andy Griffith, Seinfeld, and I Love Lucy's last regular shows were all also number one. MASH got beat by a football game and came in number two, but his finale was the biggest finale in history. The worst finale, though, was Seinfeld. That was a horrible.
I didn't like that finale at all.
Yes, it was.
The best finale, though, was Newhart.
Goodbye.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean goodbye? I'm trying to entertain here.
Goodbye. That was the final.
We have to go.
Finally, goodbye. Bye. Bye. Mike Evans. Thank you, bye. Andy Gunn's restaurant.
It's a good thing.
Market, which is right next. Just hang it up. And a Smokehouse Market, which is right next door. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Closed on Mondays, only on Monday. Gift cards are always a good idea. Matheny Heating and Cooling. I know. A little burst of fake spring coming. 50s, maybe 60, low 60s. Go ahead, enjoy it. Enjoy it. Don't be fooled by it, though. It's going to get cold. It's been cold. It'll get cold again. Cool air coming around the windows. Time to replace the windows. You knew it was coming. You put it off and put it off and put it off. Maybe you're putting it off because you think you can't afford it. Somebody else has told you, well, we had windows put in and they were, you know, $600 a piece. Well, those people didn't call Window World. There is a reason. In fact, there are several reasons Window World is the number one.
I think we were talking about Matheny.
Replacement window in the United States.
You were talking about Matheny.
Yeah, I was.
Oh.
You don't know what I just did, do you?
No, I don't.
Be quiet, Dan.
He's brainwashing the listeners, Dan.
Oh.
Dan, it's IOC.
Oh, okay.
In the biz, it's called IOC. Intertwining of Commercial Sponsors, IOCS.
I gotcha.
But you didn't seem to.
So the windows are bad. The Matheny's. The things work harder.
Jumped up and down on Matheny.
Okay.
Well, now I'm going to go do the brilliant thing I was doing, and somebody didn't see where I was headed with this. So you have the windows replaced with, by the folks at Window World. Yet it's still cold. It's still not warm. Now what could it be? Oh, what could it be? The heating system. It's the heating system. Matheny Heating and Cooling. They'll replace it for you. Matheny would be happy to replace. They do it for big businesses, small businesses, big homes, small homes, as long as they're in St. Louis or St. Charles County. Matheny Heating and Cooling will be happy, thrilled to be your heating and cooling company. So if you're AM and the PM and you use another heating and cooling company, something terrible is going to happen to you. It's called karma. You cannot say you're AM and the PM and call another heating and cooling company. You only get a pass to do that if you don't listen, if you're not AM and the PM and you're too dumb to know about Matheny. I feel sorry for those people. Again, St. Louis, St. Charles County. If your home or business is in either one, don't worry about the make or the model or the age or the type. They are licensed and trained to work on them all. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Hot Shots has your chance to win tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game. Make Hot Shots your home for every Mizzou game December 5th through the 16th. From 7 to 9 on game nights, both Hot Shots Manchester and Fenton will hold Papa Shot tournaments for contestants 21 and up. The top four scorers in each competition qualify for the finals on December 19th, and the winner gets a pair of tickets to the Bud Light Bragging Rights game, plus a gift card to Hot Shots. Visit HotShotsNet.com for details.
McBride & Son Homes, Missouri's largest home builder, has a great deal for you this holiday season. Buy a new McBride home in December and get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing. McBride also has nearly 100 inventory homes ready for a quick move-in, marked down with tremendous year-end savings. And with nearly 40 communities across Metro St. Louis, there are homes for every price point and in every part of town, so there's no reason to wait. Get $2,000 to $10,000 in holiday cash for use at closing this December only. Visit McBrideHomes.com for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. I'm always being asked, hey Ryan, what's the best time to refinance? And my answer is always the same, the end of the year. Mortgage interest rates are still hovering around their all-time lows and home values are skyrocketing. There's never been a better time to refinance, drop your rate, save a couple $100 a month, and maybe even pull out some cash to pay off all that high interest rate debt. The end of the year is the perfect time to do a refinance, and you can apply online today at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, Missouri and Illinois residential mortgage licensee.
I got a text from Mike Evans. I'll read you his text.
Oh, boy.
He says, too much beverage? Question mark, question mark. Had a great little buzz. So, I don't, is he, if he's asking me if he had too much to drink? Yeah, when you call me Fred after 23 years, he calls me Fred and whatever else he did, he completely lost track of time. He didn't even know. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I'll have to text him back and go, yeah, too much beverage. Yep. In this particular case, we have just enough time. Pull up, if you can do it, Lime. Let's see how fast you are, Limestone. Karen Carpenter, Merry Christmas, Darling, isn't it? That's my favorite. That's become my favorite Christmas song. And I'll tell you the one I don't like, and my daughter likes it, and a lot of people like that Mariah Carey thing. All I want for Christmas is you. It's a big hit. I know that. Turn it up.
Rushes through. But I still have one wish to make.
This is how I'm going to close this show out. I love this.
A special one for you.
Yeah. Pure.
Merry Christmas, darling.
All right, I'll let you fade it out as I tell everybody goodbye. Thank you so much for joining us. If you see a police officer,